First of all, Colette, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Mark. Great to be on.
Anecdotally, eyewitness evidence, my own eyes, of course, towns seem to be hopping. Does that bear out? How does the business community feel it went the last few days?
I suppose, you know, you can kind of see it in the streets if you're in town, but, you know, there's really, really positive sounds coming from the businesses at the moment. You know, I think someone said to me this morning, like, let's involve a failure trolley, that it's probably the most successful street festival in 2025 years, which is in itself is kind of breathtaking. I think we're still the morning after, so there's still a bit of excitement and, you know, euphoria around. But yeah, there's no doubt that everything was up this year. Numbers were up, sentiment was up, everything was up, and the town was just, I think Tralee and Kerry were absolutely shining.
Yeah, super. I think most people would agree as well. What went right, Colette, do you think?
You know, it's a hard one. I suppose, look, to be honest about it, from our perspective, from the Chamber looking, I mean, you know, there is a phenomenal group behind Fela Trolley here in the town. You know, you have Mark Sullivan, Aidan Turner, who are both former directors of the Chamber, and Johnny McKelligott. They, along with Kerry County Council, really, for the last 3 years, have been putting a savage work into what you see there on the streets. I mean, I think it's very important to point out too, Mark, this is all free entertainment. You know, there's no charge. All the bands, all the entertainment on the streets, it's all family friendly throughout the day, lots of fun at night, but there's no cost involved, and that's put on with, it's not an easy thing to do. There's the lads work all year round. You see a bit of it there for the few days it's been on, but everyone that's involved in that committee, Kerry County Council as well, there is work that goes on all year round to make that possible. And I suppose what Tralee has, no more than any other part of the county, is it has a wonderful, I suppose, volunteer sort of culture, in the sense that people are always willing. You'd have seen Saturday night there at the parade and Sunday. You'd have seen the business people themselves out stewarding the parades there, you know. And there's real pride in the town, real pride in showing it off, especially with so many visitors there in Fergal Open as well. So I suppose we're very fortunate we have the people that we have, and that we have that great sense of pride of our own place. And I think that really came through over the last few days. It's there all the time. You see it for St. Patrick's Day. You see it year in, year out. But I don't know, it just seems to be at another level altogether this year.
Yeah, and I think, again, this is just me saying, but I think it's probably the widest programme of events as well. I mean, obviously, every year you have the gigs and they're excellent. People love them, and the parades and everything like that. But there was, you know, there was wellness activities. There was the 5K. There was the High Rocks, which is, I believe is very popular as well. It's kind of, there's more events than ever almost this year, it seemed.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It was the biggest programme yet. And again, going back to the lads involved there in the committee, that, I mean, that's a year-round plan, and it doesn't happen overnight. There's huge planning and research that goes into it. You've lots of experience there as well. Both Mark and Aidan have a long association with, you know, events in the town and everything. So, you know, there's a real, you can't beat that either, that sort of knowledge, local knowledge and experience. But I suppose as well, you know, truly we're very much, it's the county town. It belongs to all of us in Kerry, and it's kind of trying to always build that, you know, it's an amazing place to live, work and visit. And it's a cliche, like we're kind of use it all the time, but when we put on those events, we really are trying to cater to absolutely everybody, from the little ones to the old relatives, to the visitors, to people living here, all the different, you know, and the wellness is a huge part of all of our lives now. We're all trying to work in ways to make things more, I suppose, accessible, and to take that time out too. I think that was very, very well attended this year, that the whole wellness element of the festival. So, you know, and of course you have the traditional, what we have every year, the fireworks and birds and everything else. But you have to keep those core things, but bringing in the new stuff all the time, it does help. And our heritage trail in Tralee too is going fantastic. Lots of people using it as well during the festival. It was great to see.
Yeah, and it's so important to have the blend of, look, obviously the TV element and the profile that brings is probably great for tourism and for the town, but to pack the festival with events on the streets around the town, it's huge for visitors who come here, but it's also huge for locals to make the most of the festival themselves.
Oh, it's huge. Like, I mean, it's like, I think there's so many stories, you know, there's so many families that, you know, that have grown up over the years in Tralee, and it means so much to something different to everybody. I suppose for those outside of the town, it's a chance that they'll come in every year to it. You know, it might be the last hurrah before back to school, or they might combine with the back to school shopping or things like that. For those living in the town, they might have left their houses out for B&B over the years, that could have put their kids, you know, it could have paid for the back to school. You know, there's all different, I suppose, elements to what it means to the town, but it is something that Tralee is so, so proud of. And I think the TV side of it then as well, like the brand, I think you can never underestimate the value of that in terms of keeping the connection with diaspora. You know, it's that connection to those that have gone away. And I think particularly in the world we're in now, it's very kind of mad at the moment, and there's a real, I think, urge for all of us to kind of, you know, hold on to our culture and our traditions. And the Rosa Tralee, for everything and anything, it's a fantastic example of, you know, keeping that connection with those people that have kind of emigrated and gone away, and the families and generations. You see these girls coming over and the families, and it's fantastic. You see them all there in the streets the weekend for the parade, so proud of their families, their daughters and sisters and whatever. You know, it's amazing to see. And a huge congratulations to our 2025 Rose. She was a phenomenal role model for young women. Absolutely fantastic, fantastic choice this year.
Yeah, 100%. And I imagine, Colette, as well, a welcome boost the last few days for the hotels and the restaurants and cafes around Tralee.
Yeah, in particular, they're all reporting, yeah, it's coming from there, the best sort of 2025 years. It's been one of the strongest performing festivals in terms of, you know, it's always busy. We do take it a bit for granted. It's always going to be busy, and it does kind of carry businesses there into that kind of, we're approaching the winter season now, and we have no doubt. I've just finished writing the budget submission, pre-budget submission for 2026 for Tralee Chamber, and we are looking into challenging 2026. So, you know, the Rosa Tralee and Féile Tralee are absolutely vital to our local economy, and it is just such a fantastic thing to see how well it's been this year, I suppose, and how successful it has been. It definitely will soften the challenging winter we're facing into.
Yeah, and I was going to say as well, Féile Tralee itself, it's only, as a concept, it's only a couple of years old, this new streets event festival, you know, separate from the Rosa Tralee, obviously running simultaneously with the Rose as well. Mm-hmm. Only a few years old, it's turning out to be a huge success, I think.
Oh, it is, absolutely, yeah. Like, even the first year, it was fantastically successful, second year as well. But this year, it just, and I think going back to what you were saying, Mark, it's the larger program, the catering to everything, and they're always looking to develop it, and it is the collaboration too. You have Kerry County Council, there are huge efforts from them, huge support, and you have, as I said, those dedicated group of volunteers. And I think we really have, as a town and as a county, we have to acknowledge the work that goes on by the volunteers across the county. There's so much that happens in Tralee and in County Kerry that is done by people giving up their own time, putting their shoulders to the wheel, and ensuring that we are, you know, we're so proud of our county, and we're so proud of Tralee. And, you know, I think that is the most important thing, really. And Féile Tralee is a fantastic example of what's possible when we all come together.